What about that? Right? Right? Okay, imagine. Reb Nissim David Kivak paints it like this, okay? Because we're going to finish Sichle Gimel tonight. Reb Nissim David Kivak, Shlita, one of the Mashpim, Anshe Tzadik in Yerushalayim, the Rebbe of Rebbes in our generation. Kivak paints the picture like this. Imagine that there are a group of executives. I'm just pulling that out. I can't, I'm sorry. Imagine there are a group of executives who are sitting in on the top floor of a high-riser, fancy pants building in Manhattan. It's a skyscraper, it's beautifully renovated. It has, you know, and that looks really spitzy and shiny on the outside, inside and all around. It's an executive suite. Really beautiful leather furniture, glass table. They have a whole, you know, cigar area with a vent, and they have a whole fancy coffee matzav over there, a fancy coffee machine, espresso machine, and really like a beautiful executive office situation. Gorgeous view of the Hudson and of the whole lower Manhattan. And the chevra go in there with their big fancy suits. They sit there in really good air conditioning, smoking fancy cigars, you know, rolling deep. And everything is hunky-dory. Now what happens? What happens if there's a sewage backup? There's a sewage backup somewhere in the pipe system. Somewhere, somehow in the building. Something, the toilet gets stuffed down below. And things back up really intense. These guys sitting in their fancy $1 million office, talking VC, angel investors, or whatever you call it. Is this the right time for me to mention that if anybody's getting hedge fund going, I'm open. So is Micah. We're looking to set up our next step. But these chevra are sitting up there, and it starts to stink. There's an overwhelming, horrible, horrific, awful. Just the whole thing is horrible because there's all this big, you know, hardcore backup in the sewage system, and the whole entire building, through the vents and through the pipes, the whole place starts to stink. And these guys, on every floor of the building, all the way up top to the top executive suites in the corner office, they can't breathe, they can't work, they can't function. Certainly can't make brachos and bench because it really stinks. It's really horrible. Just really bad. So what do they do? What do these big fancy pants executive guys do up top? They call on Channel 7, code brown, emergency. You know, nothing really goes. So they call a janitor or something. They call a guy, a custodian, maintenance, a guy who works in maintenance, not a maintenance man, the person first, the man who works on maintenance. And this guy who works on maintenance, you know, puts on his goggles or whatever, his gloves, tucks his pants into his boots. He goes down to the basement where like the main compressor plumbing situation is. He opens up the hatch door and goes underneath there with his big rubber boots on, and he gets down into the dirty, and he's down there in the pipes. He's plunging away, and he's moving this and he's moving that. He's snaking this and snaking that, and he's got his Ghostbusters outfit on and you know, blasting away at the whole situation down there. And this guy who works on maintenance, this guy, the custodian, goes down into the depths of the pipes, into the deepest parts under the building, way down in the lowest, lowest places. Because there's some clog there, it's been clogging up the pipes that's affecting all these guys in the fancy pants executive corner suite overlooking lower Manhattan with all their fancy little finger foods and Cuban cigars and espresso machine cutting big deals, the upper levels can't breathe, they can't function. And this guy, this guy in the custodian staff down there, does some pe'ula in this low place, some action, and he opens up the gates a little bit, he kind of clears things up, there's a blockage down there. And that blockage opens up, and the water starts to flow again. Some Drano or whatever they do. The water starts to flow and things flush away, all the psolet goes away. That whole situation clears up. And slowly but surely, the effect of that fixing down below starts to, like, you know, all the pipes start moving through all the stuff that was clogged up, all those different levels. Starts to flush down and it goes out, the psolet moves out and flushes away into the pipes, into the sewage system, down into the Hudson, wherever it goes. That, this is David Kivak explains, Al Pi Mashal, is what happens when people like us find ourselves deep, deep, deep in the duty, pardon me, in Nefesh. We find ourselves way down low, and it stinks down there. There's some blockage. Know that when we find ourselves in a place, a low place, we find ourselves in that low place, we're there for a reason. When we fall to the place in which we fall, Rav Nosson writes, we are there for a reason. We're there to fix something, to open something up. If we remember in that place that there's no such thing as Yush, if we remember we were in that place, this affects us all and expresses itself differently for every single one of us in our own personal, unique way. And sometimes it expresses itself in many different ways, in many different aspects of our life. When we are in a place in Nefesh, an existential state of being in that sewer system, and we just feel fat, we just feel low, like we're just stinking up the whole situation, know that we are there to plunge away some clot, to open up some passageway. Because there's something there that is affecting not just where we are, but all of the olamos, all of the worlds. Everything that we think and say and we do has an effect not just on ourselves here now, but affects like this cosmic ripple effect. Not just the people around us, not just the world around us, but in the upper worlds as well. We have to know, Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Hashem is like our tzel. The Baal Shem Tov explains the words of David HaMelech. Just like a person moves their arm this way, so we cast a shadow. Like it follows, the shadow just follows the way we move our arm. We step in the sun and we look very tall and we move our leg, and the shadow moves with us. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem tzilcha. The way we move our arm and the tzel, the shade is affected. Hashem tzilcha. We define on high that which takes place below. As the Mishnah novel says, Da malamala mimcha. Know that that which is above is from us. Specifically when we fall to a place where we fall. Or we perceive ourselves to be in a place, Oy vavoy, how did I get here? Know that when we're down there, knee deep, plunging away, moving away the blockage, it's affecting something much higher. All those floors, stories and stories and stories above, are going to get good airflow and a strong flush because of our avoda. Vayered Yehuda, oy! Vayered Yehuda melachav, Yehuda falls into a bad state. He meets this Adulami. He meets up at the crossroads, this woman, whose face is covered. Oi! Oi, what's going on with Yehuda over there? What are you reading? Oi! When the brothers take Yosef, throw him into a pit and sell him down the river. Oi! Yaakov Avinu Masakov Mataneso, Chazal said. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu was in a sackcloth mourning, and Reuven was in sackcloth mourning, crying bitterly over the fate of his brother Yosef. Oy vey, Yosef was weeping bitterly over his fate of what happened, that his brother sold him out and he ended up on his way down to Egypt. And all the while this is taking place because of this horrible Yerida because of this terrible incident of selling out their brother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nechin Oro Shel Mashiach. Whatever was taking place there in that broken state, already the light of Mashiach was being prepared. Already things were in motion for Yosef to end up in Mitzrayim, for the Tzaddik to be there, for the light of the Tzaddik to be in Galus, for Knesset Yisrael to descend, going to care of Goy, for us to come out of that low place, out of that narrow place called Mitzrayim. Already Hashem was setting up, before Galus, the light of redemption. And when Yehuda went down to that place and fell, when he fell with his own daughter-in-law, he's already getting in motion the steps to bring about Mashiach Tzidkenu, the descendants from that union, what was going to come. In other words, when we find ourselves in a place of Meitzarim, like we find ourselves nationally, communally, and personally now, in a place of Meitzar Karasika, a place of being low, we find ourselves knee-deep in the dirt, know that we are there for a reason. That every single Yerida, every single Nefila is for a purpose. Yesh binyan zeh sitrei sitrei nistaros. Says Rabbeinu at the end of Sicha Gimel, there is in this Indian of Nefila secrets upon secrets. Akaklal shemikola Nefilos ve'yurda shabaolam rachmano l'tzlan yicholam lachzor lavo yisbarach b'nekel. When we get down there, it's easy to find Hashem. Kilik dulaso in cheker. There's no limit, there's no boundary. Daika in that place. Va'ikir shakol toluibo. Shlo yem yai sha'atzma melitzo kol Hashem. L'schan in l'spala v'isbarach tamid. Daika in that place to say, I don't give up on myself, but I know that I'm here for a reason. That I know that I'm here for a reason. There are few incidences that are more painful and more broken than Yosef being sold by his brothers and Yehuda finding his daughter-in-law at the crossroads. Knee deep. But there's something there that we have to do. And we can be feeling broken and dejected and cry over it and wear sakavataneso. But Hashem is already being meichin oros HaMashiach. Up there, in the upper worlds, the chever are sitting able to smoke their cigars and drink their espresso and cut major deals. Because down below, we're fixing what needs to be fixed and unclogging all the clogs and all the blockages. Hashem should help us that we never, ever, ever give up hope on ourselves and know that wherever we are, personally or nationally, we are there for a reason. Shavi, schus for all of Klal Yisrael, specifically Esther Mindel, Bas Gittel Miriam, Moshe, and Miriam Rose B'Shem, Klal Yisrael.